Jerry Bader Show 935. This is one of those stories that just I can't not pass along. I don't know much about diamonds. I know that I can't afford the kind of diamonds my wife would like to have. Well, if it weren't bad enough, Earl, her birthstone is diamond. I've done pretty well over the years, actually. I really have. Hey, to the bank, young man. Well, this December is 25 years. I have not been saving my pennies. So I haven't decided what I'm going to do yet. Diamond anniversary. Her birthstone is diamond, and she loves diamonds. I don't think, you know what? I found one she would probably be okay with. But I don't know if I'm going to be able to pull this off. The venerable Sotheby's on June 29th in London will auction off the Lesida La Rona diamond. It is the size of a tennis ball. 1,109 carats, which makes it the second largest gem quality rough diamond ever discovered. It is the proverbial diamond in the rough. It is about the size of a tennis ball in someone's hand. And this is where I don't know anything about diamonds. Apparently, it has exceptional transparency for a rough gemstone and could yield the largest top quality diamond ever cut and polished. It's called the find of a lifetime. It was unearthed in November in Botswana at a mine owned by Canada's Lucara Diamond Corporation. So it gets auctioned off, and then those who do those things, and it's expected to fetch $70 million. $70 million. The largest diamond ever found was a 3,000-carat Cullinan diamond unearthed in South Africa in 1905. It was cut into 9 pieces that formed part of the crown jewels in the U.K. This could smash the record price for a diamond of $48.5 million. Wow. And I also like how Chicago Tribune feels it has to mention that it's 3 billion years old. Well, because that's how long it takes for the carbon to become diamond. All right. Then there's this topic. And I do, because I have gone public with this, anytime I take up this topic, I do point out that my younger child is transgender. I mention it only in full disclosure as I take up these issues. Chicago schools say transgender kids should use bathrooms matching identity. As the national debate over bathrooms for transgender people grows more contentious, Chicago Public Schools said its students, teachers, and staff could use whichever restroom matches their gender identity. CPS officials are diving into the issue amid a torrent of legislation and ordinances across the country that call for transgender people to use facilities matching their sex at birth. This is knowing my child's feelings and experiences on this is this. I accept that there are those transgender who do not feel comfortable in the bathroom to which they've been assigned by gender since they were children. My child has made it clear to me that for his entire life, he couldn't use a public restroom because the girls' room, later the ladies' room, feels like the wrong room. I accept that's real. I also accept that we are going to have to come up with some accommodation to accommodate, and he is part of a very, very small percentage of the population versus the very, 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 very large percentage of the population that is comfortable with going to the bathroom that is that their birth gender is assigned to. And I think, without being discerning at all, in terms of, well, no, just use the bathroom that feels comfortable with you. I think is an overreaction. And again, I'm conceding there has to be an accommodation. Unfortunately, what has happened here is this has become the new gay marriage movement. And you either understand that bathrooms are wide open or you're transphobic. And that's unfortunate that it's gone this route. Let me give you a better example of this. The directors of the Milwaukee Pride Parade have stripped one of the Milwaukee area's best-known lesbian activists of her position as Grand Marshal of the June 12th Heroes of Pride Parade. Why? Because she's on the wrong side of the bathroom debate. As Right Wisconsin put it, put simply, Miriam Ben-Shalom considers herself a radical lesbian who believes that women born of women have the right to safe spaces of their own. In the new gender politics, these are apparently fighting words. In an unsigned letter to Ben-Shalom, the Milwaukee Pride Parade Board of Directors accused Ben-Shalom of having publicly and repeatedly denigrated trans women. The board then removed her invitation to serve as Grand Marshal. Miriam Ben-Shalom will be a familiar name to lesbian and gay rights activists and historians. She was the first openly homosexual individual to be reinstated into military service after serving as plaintiff in multiple lawsuits and refusing a cash settlement. After serving in the Israeli Army as an armored personnel carrier driver, she enlisted as a staff sergeant in the U.S. Army from 1974 through 76, when she was dismissed on the basis of homosexuality, and served again from 1987 to 1990, following her reinstatement after a decade of trials. She was discharged yet again on the basis of homosexuality, ending her military career. She co-founded the Gay, Lesbian, and Bisexual Veterans of America, GLBVA, and spent another decade organizing activism against the U.S. military policy, Don't Ask, Don't Tell. She chained herself in uniform to the White House fence in 1993. But now she is persona non grata. Here is the text of the letter removing her as Grand Marshal. Dear Ms. Ben-Shalom, and nobody signed this thing. Dear Ms. Ben-Shalom, I'm writing you today. Really, who the hell are you? I am writing you today about our offering of the 2016 Grand Marshal position to you. The Board of Directors was excited to have an opportunity to acknowledge your many contributions to the LGBT community by offering you the Grand Marshal position for this year's parade. However, shortly after we offered you the position, it was brought to our attention that your Facebook page contains a number of posts asserting that trans women are a danger to young girls in public bathrooms and locker rooms. That's not even true. That's not true. They know that's not the issue. They know that the issue is the concern that straight men will use this. They know that. And this is where the gay mafia term comes into play. This comes as the father of a child who copes with this. And I admit it is something to cope with. But Miriam Ben-Shalom? This is where their movement loses all credibility. And this is where, quite frankly, those in the transgender community should speak up and say, this is nuts. It is nuts. After considering these posts, it's the board's opinion that these posts are transphobic and as such represent an attack on an important segment of the LGBT community. While we fully support a person's right to express their own beliefs and political opinions, no you don't, we also feel it is important that our Grand Marshal's publicly declared beliefs mesh with those held by the Milwaukee Pride Parade and the Board of Directors. Turning on one of their own. The Grand Marshal is the public face of the Milwaukee Pride Parade and thus needs to be someone whose views are compatible with our own. The bylaws of the Milwaukee Pride Parade include our mission statement to provide an outlet to the citizens of southeastern Wisconsin in which GLBT individuals and groups can participate in a parade to show their pride. We are an inclusive organization that seeks to be free of intolerance and seeks to promote the equality of all members of the community. All right, Miriam Ben-Shalom is lesbian, but she's a woman who uses the woman's room, and she doesn't want to know, she wants to know, that men pretending to be transgender won't take advantage of this. She issued a rather pointed response. To you bunch of moral reprobates, so cowardly you can't even post a name. Really, rather a cowardly manner to deal with this. Nobody would sign this thing. What a bunch of cowards. You are not correct about my Facebook page, although my Facebook page does have posts from others on it about the so-called trans issue. This issue is very sensitive for women born of women, but I would not expect men to understand. Further, no one asked me about my stance, which is very discriminatory indeed. For your information, I am indeed a perf. You know what a perf is? Penis exclusionary radical feminist who believes that women born of women have the right to safe spaces of their own and cultural events they put on for themselves and those sisters who might like to attend. After all, men have had a long history of male-only spaces in the GBT community and not much ado was made of it. I believe that gender roles ought to be abolished so that people can just be without feeling the need to surgically change their bodies to meet binary stereotypes, which are artificial and not biological. Your elimination is called sexism and is discriminatory and misogynistic. When I consider what the trans community did to the Michigan Women's Music Festival and the threats that were made there that I personally saw and heard, when I consider the threats directed at women who stand up to speak about women's safety, I become firmer in my estimation of who these people are and what trans means to, it appears, a great many people. No woman I know would threaten to kill another woman because of opinion. No woman I would call others who differing opinions the nastiest words in the English language. Therefore, Pride Parade Committee, you are no better than those who threaten to hurt women born of women simply because they wish to be in a nurturing environment with others who were like-minded. One may hope you take the so-called trans community to task for all the threats and nastiness heaped upon woman as you took me. I see that Milwaukee Pride cares more about men than it does about women's safety. So be it. I was truthful about my beliefs, and I hold with Thomas Paine. It is impossible to calculate the moral mischief, if I may so express it, that mental lying has produced in society. When a man has so far corrupted and prostituted the chastity of his mind as to subscribe his professional belief to things he does not believe, he has prepared himself for the commission of every other crime. He takes up the trade of a priest for the sake of gain, and in order to qualify himself for that trade, he begins with a perjury. Can we conceive anything more destructive to morality than this? Thanks for bleeping me over for being honest about what I think. You are no better than the army. Should you wish more from me, I will be glad, and then GLAD is all caps, as in the acronym for the organization. I will be glad to cooperate. Miriam Ben-Shalom. This is the problem, that they would turn on one of their own in that way. If you don't understand that there's a problem with these policies, you're transphobic. Or if you do understand, rather, there's a problem with these policies, you're transphobic. Believe me, I'm not transphobic. And there's a transgender person that damn well knows that. But the LGBT community at large is wrong about this. And Miriam Ben-Shalom as an individual is right about this. And that someone of her stature in that movement would be treated this way shows how incredibly militant this has become. It's 9:50.
The Jerry Bader Show.